Hello, thank you for calling customer support. This is Shante speaking. May I please have your zip code?
92651.
92651. Okay, just a moment. Okay, go ahead and give me your name, please.
Well, I'd like to find out what your business is. I see a charge to this number on my credit card, mm-hmm. and I don't know anything about it. And so I was just ready to protest it with the credit card. So I'm trying to find out what Swift and Hands is. I've never ordered anything through them.
Okay,
I don't know what it is.
Well, we're a third-party call center that handle different companies, and I would be able to assist you once I locate your account. I do have your zip code, but I need your name.
Well, my name's Penny King, but I don't. I'm really suspicious about the whole thing, so I don't want to give any further information because I'm ready to file some kind of a suit against something. I'm seeing three charges here. This is the mm-hmm. one of them, and I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Well, let's take a look.
So there's some problems here.
Okay, Ms. King.
So I'm just really calling as a courtesy to find out before I file a protest.
Okay. So I just need to know that I'm speaking to the right Penny King before I give any information on someone else's account.
Well, what is, tell me what Swift Enhance is. Swift and Hands, yes.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know what Swift and Hand is.
But your telephone number is listed there on my credit card. It says a charge from March 2nd,
mm-hmm.
and then it says Swift and Hands and your telephone number.
Okay, so again, let me just tell you, we're a third-party call center. I'm a customer service representative, and we handle over 400 different companies. And the only way that I'm able to assist you is that I pull up your account with your zip code, and once I locate your name and you verify to me that this is your address and I'm talking to the right Penny King, then I can go ahead and give you that information.
Well, all right, I'll do it then.
Okay.
I'm ready to call and
I understand.
There are two others that are very. It's a different telephone number. They start at 855, but I've got a charge a week later,
mm-hmm.
about 2 weeks later. Two other charges that are just bogus, as far as I know, and this one may be too.
Okay, Ms. King.
So what do you need? You need
just your address.
My name. I said
for security.
Penny.
Uh-huh.
It's 517 Mystic Way in Laguna Beach, California.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and tell you what I see here. I see here that you have the Vibe Watch and Vibe Pods. Looks like you called in on March the 7th and spoke with another agent about your account. Do you remember that?
Well, yes, I vaguely recall something about that. And
okay.
There was some charge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I didn't want it because it was small enough. I wasn't ready to protest it, but I did respond to something, got
mm-hmm.
something in the mail, and
yes,
then it
ma'am.
Wanted to do further things, and I did not want to do that, so I
okay.
didn't.
So I see here that
okay.
you were charged $7.92 for the trial period.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
ma'am. It's for the Vibe Watch and the Vibe Pods, which are two good products, by the way. The watch does track your heart rate and your steps, and the pods have very good high quality. And these two items that you have here, if you didn't call within those 14 days on March the 2nd, they allowed you to try the product for the shipping and handling, and then after that 14 days you have to call back to let them know if you wanted to keep it or you wanted
for
to
what,
No,
this was something I was supposed to just keep, and that was supposed to be the end of it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I didn't want to make
it
trouble. I don't Well, but I don't want anything further. I never said anything further.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not for anything else further. It's those two charges that you have right now are the retail charges for the watch and the pod.
There's a $7.92 charge, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm not
shipping
using
and handling.
The watch, and I'm just letting that be, but I do not want to pay for anything else. So what else are you talking about?
No, it's a one-time charge. Is what you let me
but
go.
But you
hold
were
on,
saying that I was supposed to
account.
Respond in a couple weeks or something.
Yes, that's how. This, let me just explain to you what is on your account. What I see, okay?
Okay.
When you place the order on March the 2nd, you wanted to try out the watch, okay? And the pod, no, it's just a watch, okay? Let me just click back to the other screen. For $7.90.
Well, I haven't tried it. I just let it sit. It's just
okay.
Sitting on the shelf. So I do.
So,
I'm not doing a thing with it. And,
okay.
And so
the so,
but now, what are the other things that you're talking about? Because I see two other charges here that were not, I did not ever agree to anything else. I did do something, you know, responded
see, that's where
to
it
something
started
about
from.
That watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
but,
ma'am.
Okay, well, see, that's where the problem is. So what are the charges that you have then? Is that you have this Focus Nourish thing?
No. The only thing I have that I'm looking at is the Vibe Watch and the Vibe Pods. Now, after the 14-day trial period, it charges you or bills you the retail price for of $69.97 and $64.97. That's what I have on this screen. I don't know.
Yes,
I
see it. It's called anyway. What do I do? I'm
okay.
Before I file a big protest and suit. I do not want those charges. I did never receive anything further. And I do not want it, and I object to that kind of marketing.
Okay.
So how do I clear this up?
So I see here of all these charges that you do have on your account, and I see the terms and conditions, which are valid terms and conditions. I understand you weren't aware of the terms and conditions, and what I can do is offer you a 35% discount on the two prices.
No, I'm not gonna pay 1 cent for this further.
Okay.
Now the first charge I did respond to. That was it and nothing further.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to be paying those others, and I will go to the full length just as a matter of principle to get rid of those other two charges.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. Just hold on.
Okay, so what can you do to get those cleared up now?
All right.
Even if they supposedly were to go forward, I've received nothing else.
Okay, yeah, you weren't just supposed to receive anything but the ear pods and the watch, according to the order that you placed.
Yes.
After the 14 days, you're no longer in a trial period, so the shipping and handling is over. So now they're going into the second phase of that trial, which would have been paying the retail price for those two items that you do have.
Okay, well,
that's what
whatever
happened.
I saw, there was to be no further charge at all.
Yeah, it's only a one-time charge, but you had to try the product out is what they allowed you to do for $7.95. Hold on. I don't want to quote you anything wrong. Let me just look at the price. For
it was $7.92 on my
charge. Yes, ma'am. $7.92, and they let you try the product out for that price. And then after you finish trying the product out after 14 days, then they would have billed you the retail price. That's what I'm getting at. It's a one-time charge is what they've done to your account, but you paid the retail price for those two particular items. And so I do, as a courtesy to you, Ms. King, let me just go ahead and take half of 50%
off
of that.
It's not anything half. They've got to be totally removed. There was zero mentioned about that.
Yes,
they specifically said, oh, this is just a promotion. We're trying to get it. You'll know nothing else. You know, there was all that. Now, if there was something in the small print, I don't know about that, but that was not the promotion. And so I would like you, if you can take care of this right now, this will be the end of it. If it's not taken care of immediately, then I'm going to be filing all kinds of suits. I mean, it's a matter of principle. I cannot stand this kind of marketing.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I understand you need to yell your and get your frustration out.
No, well, I'm
that.
Sorry. But I'm just trying to let you know that I don't want to be discussing it a whole lot further. There's no question in my mind either these two charges of the 64 and the 69 are removed immediately or I will be filing a protest. I have a brother who's an attorney. He will take care of all that for me. I don't even need to get going with it. I just need to get it done and... And I've got a. So can you handle that now?
Well, I once again, I understand that you're yelling at me and you're screaming at me, and all I'm trying to do is help. Okay, so just calm down, Ms. King. Okay, and let's try to resolve this.
But I've got a lot to do. This is wasting your time as well as mine. So what can you handle it and get them removed now?
Hold on. Let me speak to my supervisor, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, continue to hold, Ms. King. I'm speaking with my supervisor.
All right, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Ms. King, I went ahead and spoken with my supervisor and told her your situation. She told me to go ahead and give you a full refund of $69.97 and $64.97. Sure, no problem.
Thank you very much. And so that will go in today then, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ms. King.
And I urge the company to change their practices, but thank you for taking care of it for me now.
Sure, Ms. King. You have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.